taste some of the food from some of the local restaurants, see some of the other booths from some of the community leaders. So I think it was nice. I mean, it's nice to kind of see. We're limping along. You know, we're just kind of sticking our toe in the water. But, you know, the COVID does seem to be getting a lot better. Our schools are reporting very few cases, much fewer now than they have been.
Yeah.
So I think it's very positive and very hopeful that we are going to be being able to return to some of the things that we like to do.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been improving, and that's good to see. We're still not objectively in a good place, but we are in a much better place than we were, and it's heading into an even better place soon. Rain, oh my God, rain across the area, all the way to Navarre, horrible flooding stuff. How did the city do, and what did you see with the rain in the South End?
Well, I think the city's pretty happy with the response that they had. They did position some different pumps around, but it was a lot of rain, but they were really fortunate. I think all of their efforts to mitigate the stormwater runoff have really been paying off. You know, it's hard to say that everything was perfect, but I do know that we don't have the kind of, people coming after the city leaders with pitchforks anymore, so it seems like that's a big improvement.
Meanwhile, down the way, problems on Bay Boulevard, problems all over Navarre, right? The sort of the not the success story.
Well, East Bay Boulevard, one of my coworkers actually drove down East Bay Boulevard and noticed a dip in the road and thought that her car was going to scrape the bottom of the road. Then after that, they closed and said, oh, you know, we've had some pipes that have washed out or are deteriorating. And we're going, so they put a piece of metal over that piece, so the road is back open. But yeah, at one point it looked like she was just kind of, you know, tootling along, and oh wow, what was that? So yeah, the rain did compromise the road integrity on East Bay Boulevard. So, but I'm sure they got right back on it.
That's always,
yeah, that was an awful lot of rain. It was like a tropical storm or something, but without being a tropical storm.
Yeah, Monday was like 8 inches of rain, according to Channel 3. It was a really, really intense day for rain. Speaking of water and what rain does and the effort to try to mitigate against these problems, Gulf Breeze is really on its way to changing septic over to sewer systems. We talked with Sam Abel about that earlier this week. This is kind of a big deal, right?
You know, it's one of those things you don't think about until your potty won't flush.
Right.
And then you're kind of like, you have panic struck into your heart, and you're like, what is going on? And, you know, there's so many areas in this peninsula that have got septic systems, and that is just something we really know is not good for the environment. And, of course, whenever your septic system fails, it's a very, very big bill to have that replaced or get your drain fields redone. So a lot of people are really welcoming the opportunity to be on sewer system.
Yeah.
And, of course, so this does include the entire city of Gulf Breeze, anyone who lives in the city proper of Gulf Breeze. And there's another grant that's going to fund the conversion on Soundside Drive, so down the highway. That still leaves a lot of people in the middle, you know, that do not have it, but this is huge progress, and I'm sure they would call it a flushing success.
No, stop.
And
it is still going to cost people some money, you know, maybe around $400 a year or whatever for about 10 years, but it's cheaper than it would have otherwise been, and obviously we know this is a better outcome all around. FHP is still asking for the public's help in finding this hit-and-run driver, right?
Yes, what a tragedy. What a tragedy. A 24-year-old man was hit and killed on East Bay Boulevard, like 4:22 a.m. They're estimating, and they're looking for, you know, if you know someone who has a car that is damaged, or if you have a Ring doorbell, or if you have some kind of video surveillance that can possibly, you know, point them in the direction of who hit this person. It's a tragic situation, and they're trying to find out who did it. If you are that person, please turn yourself in. I promise you, it's going to be easier if you turn yourself in than if they have to come find you.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's awful, just an awful situation.
You guys have a story about a young lady who manages to remain active. Is that right?
Let me tell you what. At 93, almost 94 years old, she really is a young lady. And she says, because when she was 50 years old, she started exercising, and she said she became addicted to it. And she said, you know, keeping moving, keeping the oxygen flowing to your brain has really improved her life. And she teaches the old people, who sometimes are 10, 15 years younger than her, exercise. And she just is a firm believer in it. And not only is she interested in exercise, but I think because of her good health and everything, she's also interested in a whole lot of other things, and she quilts and she takes care of. It's a very fascinating story, very inspirational. If you are like me and you need someone to remind you to get up and move, this is the lady. Her name is Jerry Harris. And a very, very good story written by Glenda Connell, who does a great job.
I love it. Yeah, Glenda does fantastic reporting. She's wonderful. Hey, I got a text in here. I don't know the answer, so I'm going to ask you. They were asking if there's been any update on the Pedros that has been not quite there for forever, it seems now.
Yeah, we actually ran an article a couple of weeks ago that the site plan has been approved. They're waiting on permitting.
Okay.
So, we kind of wondered the same thing, if they had just abandoned the project. But no, it has not been abandoned. They have a new site plan, and they're just waiting on permitting right now, according to Santa Rosa County Development.
Very good. Very good. Any last words for us? Any last notes before the paper comes out today?
Well, Friday night, the Dolphins are going to play West Florida. They're both unbeaten. Should be a wonderful matchup. Gulf Breeze has a great team this year, record-setting 5-0 start. So very exciting. Also, we're working on the November Splash. The October Splash has a great story in there about the lighthouse, Pensacola Lighthouse, and the history. They're uncovering more history around the lighthouse all the time, and they also have a big event coming up. Very interesting. So pick up a copy or give us a call. We'll help you find one.
Outstanding. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News every Thursday. That's why we talk to her before the edition comes out. Lisa, as always, thanks for keeping us informed, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.